Hey, we're Bad Habits Die Hard, and you're checking out The Grind with Stacey Steele on punkradiocast.com.
My name's Scott.
My name's Chris.
We play Flatliners!
Yeah, we play in that band, the Flatliners. You're checking out The Grind with Stacey Steele on punkradiocast.com.
What's going on? Thanks for tuning into The Grind. This is Volume 79 right here on punkradiocast.com. My name is Chris. Big show for you today. Like you heard off the top of the program, Stacey Steele bringing two interviews our way today. Flatliners, that's coming up in the second hour of the program, and a newer band coming out of Calgary, Bad Habits Die Hard, and we'll be getting to that in just a little bit. Also in the program, we have the second half of that split EP from those Russian bands Ass Federation and Straight My Head. We've got a few from the Mailbox bands like No Problem, which includes members from Wednesday Night Heroes, a band called Syntax Error, and a Greek band called Exlos. All that plus more coming up in the program. Right now, let's get into a few tracks coming off of Disconnect Records, based in the UK. And what started out as a small print zine a few years back has now evolved into a record label and strictly DIY style. So we've got some brand new stuff from Rebuke as well as some stuff from Company L, both of those available on Disconnect Records. Let's hear the Rebuke song first. This is coming off of their brand new album, Woodworks. And we're going to have some more stuff from Rebuke in the future. This song is called Snow Day, kicking it off, The Grind, Volume 79.
Peace.
And we just heard a song called Flight FR5732. That's coming off of Company L's debut EP. Company L, band from the UK. They are ex-Phineas Gage. Great band there as well. So if you liked those last two tracks that you heard there, Rebuke and Company L, and you want to pick up the albums, I recommend you head over to disconnect.bigcartel.com, and you can pick up both of those albums for fairly cheap. Really good prices over there. Disconnect Records also have put out a compilation album that you can pick up through their MySpace page. And to track that down, just go to myspace.com/disconnect. They have all sorts of awesome stuff on this Volume 1 compilation release. 19 wicked tracks from bands from all over the place. And you can download that. Just name your price and you can pick that up there. Let's get to a Rent-A-Kill song. This is not one that's coming off of that, but it's something that is a wicked cover song. This is Rent-A-Kill with Olympia Washington.
Long drive to Cali.
And following that Rent to Kill, we heard some In Bear Country with a song called Road Dogs that, as well, coming off of that 19-song compilation download put out by Disconnect Records. The song we just heard, some brand new stuff from a brand new side project from Edmonton's Wednesday Night Heroes. We've got two more tracks from the band. The band is called No Problem, and this song is Debts, right here, Volume 79 on punkradiocast.com. Fucking awesome stuff there from No Problem. If you want to find them online, just go over to myspace.com/noproblempunks. They have a few other tracks up there for you to listen to as well. Here's the last one from them today. This is Paranoid Times.
We'll be right back.
Syntax Error with Teenage Thrash. Syntax Error is a post-punk grind four-piece coming from Toronto, Ontario. They're about to release their second EP, April 20th. It's coming up pretty damn soon, in fact. Influenced by bands like Blood Brothers, Black Flag, Dillinger Escape Plan, The Locust, and Daughters. We do have two more tracks on the program today from these guys. Let's get to one right now. This is Buster Poindexter, Syntax Error on the Grind. Volume 79.
Yeah!
we're just about into the Bad Habits Die Hard interview segment with Stacey Steele, but we have one more track from Syntax Error coming at you. You can find these guys online, myspace.com/syntaxerror. That's SyntaxError. They're playing a show tonight at the Top Shelf in Ajax, Ontario with The Chronic and Creeper. And this last song from them is called Gutter Birds.
Connect all your love to the sun. and check my sights. Up against firelight, I finally see your eyes. I shoot twice, cause I know I'll see you again.
This is Stacey Steele. You're checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com. I'm in Calgary hanging out at the New Black with some of the guys from Bad Habits Die Hard.
How are you?
Good, good.
Who am I talking with?
Mike.
Jeff.
Josh.
What do you guys do in the band?
Jeff plays drums.
Josh is vocals and bass.
Mm-hmm. Mike is guitar.
And how did you guys come together? Tell us a little bit about Bad Habits Die Hard.
Mike, too, plays guitar as well.
We have Mike Party.
Mike.
He's busy right now. He's indisposed.
Indisposed, yes.
We have a train rumbling past, so if anyone's wondering what this strange noise is, there's a lovely, there's a train going by. Anyway.
It's too bad, otherwise you'd hear the cobra skulls.
Yes. You can hear the cobra skulls in the distance. So tell us, I guess you just recorded?
Yeah, we have a new record coming out, hopefully this early summer. It's pretty exciting, considering we have been a band basically a year,
See, it has been about a year.
Yeah.
How's it been going? Wow. So, how's it been going so far?
Very good, very good.
It's been very good.
Yeah, we get to write whatever we want and, play and have fun. So, it's been a good year so far.
We've been playing tons, yeah.
Yeah?
For a Calgary band, yeah, tons.
What kind of other bands have you played with before?
Mostly everything.
Yeah?
There hasn't been any like a set.
This is a pretty good evening that you've played with tonight. Played with Cobra Skulls, Flatliners.
Broadway Calls. Yeah, they're all bands that we very much respect. It's all Dave House is supposed to be popping by too from The Loved Ones. Doing a song with the Flatliners. So that in itself is worth the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you guys' influences?
All across the board, I've been listening to punk rock since I was a young kid, so like old like 90s punk would be some of my biggest influence, but all over the place, I like a lot of everything. So.
Yeah, a little bit of country, old country for me. I like the old country.
What do you like?
Mostly metal.
A little bit of everything in this group. Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah. Do you guys find... put a little bit of that into your music that you're playing right now?
There's a little bit of everything, yeah. There is a little bit. It still kind of leans more on the side of punk.
Yeah.
As the main broth of the soup.
Yeah, we find it really hard to put it into a genre, but every time we go out and play shows, they always say, you're like Face to Face, or you're like Pennywise, or something like that. So we always kind of get categorized in the punk kind of thing, which is fine by me. That's a compliment. So.
It's a huge compliment, but at the same time, we're both like, really?
Like, I don't really hear
it. Don't hear it at all.
It is, but
it's got some punk elements to it.
We're definitely... we definitely love the punk scene anyway, even though it's a small scene in Calgary, but...
It's a small yet growing scene in Calgary.
Yeah. Which is a good
thing. It's come out of the water in the past few years, actually.
Yeah.
It goes in waves.
Mm-hmm. So what can you tell us about the scene in Calgary compared to other places that you've been where you've seen punk rock be more successful?
Well, we haven't played too many places other than Calgary at the moment. Like, we played Red Deer a bunch and Edmonton a bunch, and Edmonton's got a really cool little... kind of weird punk rock scene. Red Deer, I don't know what that is. It's all over the map as well. We usually play with metal bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we got well received out in Red Deer, and it's nice to play like some of the smaller towns and stuff like that. You see a lot of the kids come out a lot, so it'd be nice to see Calgary kind of have that same mentality.
We got adopted by a really cool bar in town called Radio Park that we play every third Thursday.
Every third Thursday?
Yeah, and it's called Bad Habits Die Hard Thursdays.
Nice. Every third Thursday of every month.
Yeah.
Bad Habits Die Hard. Awesome. That's really cool. How did you get in on that gig?
I don't know. Again, they like us, I guess. Yeah. We played there a couple times and they adopted us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's a really nice room. They've changed it over, so it seems like you can see the band from wherever you're sitting. They have one-sided booths and stuff, so it's a really nice room. And
yeah, it's more music
great
oriented.
Sound, so it's definitely a pleasure to play there every month.
Right.
Here's the train.
Train is backing up.
It's the same train.
It's the same train. Something happened. Went the wrong
changing
way.
Tracks.
That's why that smash, they're reversing.
How many tracks are going to be on the new album?
Right now, I think we're looking at about 6, possibly 7, and we're waiting to see if we're going to be adding more to it. Yeah, we also have plans to release a couple of small 2-3 song EPs as well.
Yeah.
With some live stuff.
In conjunction.
Any splits happening at all?
Well, I'm not flexible enough.
No.
No.
Too much on the go,
Josh,
man.
Can do it. He can touch his nose with his foot. It's crazy.
Nice. When is the album going to be released? This summer?
We don't have a total date yet. Probably early summer is when it'll all be done.
Are you guys planning on like a little Alberta or Western tour of some sort?
We'll do probably a Western tour.
Yeah.
Go to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And talk about that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's been very good.
What is your favorite song that you have recorded coming up?
It's always a new song for me.
Yeah.
I think it was Victors of None.
Yeah.
Which is...
it's like a new toy. You play with it for a while, so it's like totally awesome. And then
yeah.
after a while, something new comes along. You're like, no, this one's the best.
Yeah, but sometimes the old ones do that for you, too. They come back.
They come back to haunt you.
You're like, oh, man, that's an awesome song.
It's not like Red Dress, and
yeah.
guys like it, but not as much as I do.
Yeah. I did that last year. I put in a CD in my car, didn't take it out for a while. Finally did, and then... Finally, about 2 weeks ago, I put the old CD that I used to play a lot back in my car again about 3 days ago.
It's like a rediscovery.
Oh, yeah, it's still in there.
Yeah, it's good.
Can't help it. Yeah.
Going That's back like to Turbo Negro for me.
Yeah.
I love that band.
Big fan.
They're really, really good.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for working at Axe,
right? Yeah. Awesome.
So, where can fans find you? MySpace website?
Yeah, MySpace. We're on MySpace. Bad Habits Die Hard Calgary on MySpace. We're also on the F-Book. And the same thing. Just look up Bad Habits Die Hard Calgary and you'll find us pretty much everywhere on
That's
the
right.
social medias. Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the Punk Radio Cast listeners out there from Bad Habits Die Hard?
We love you. Keep listening to punk.
Stay in school.
Stay in school, yeah.
Listen to us. Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Don't ever do drugs.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We fall, but we see.
Bad Habits Die Hard. That was 1,000 Convictions. And we started off the whole interview segment with a song from them called Victors. Now, in last week's show, Volume 78 of the program, that show contained interviews with Useless ID and Decoy Decoy, we played half of a split from two bands coming out of Russia, Straight My Head and Ass Federation. And last week we played the Straight My Head section, which was the latter half of the split. This split is called Kick Your Ass Straight to Hell. You can download it for free if you would like. MySpace.com/AssFederation. That is this next band's MySpace page. They are a four-piece punk ska thrash band, and this is their half of the Kick Your Ass Straight to Hell EP. The song is called Nazis Have a Small Penis. Federation, Where Is Your Freedom? If you like free music, download this album plus some other great stuff at myspace.com/AssFederation or myspace.com/straightmyhead. Both of those bands giving away free music, including these next two tracks coming off of that split EP. First up, Far Away, and then Redneck Town. We'll be right back. a great band from Athens, Greece. This is X-Laws with Not Real. Couple show announcements and then into the interview with the Flatliners. But in the meantime, two more awesome songs from this Greek four-piece, X-Laws. They are extra large on sound. These guys have been playing together since 1994, most of that time without the support of any label. Within the last 4 or 5 years, though, they've teamed up with Cannonball as well as Play False Records. These guys give off great vibes of just a good party atmosphere at shows, and I would assume just hanging out with these guys. Beer, sausage, and chaos is their motto. They are working on their official first full-length album with the support from Cannonball and Play False Records. That'll be out in the near future. And in the meantime, on the 2nd of May, these guys have a big show coming up with the Bouncing Souls. If you want to find them online, your best bet is myspace.com/XLOS_extra-large-on-sound. Let's get to another track from them. This one is called World We Live In, right here on The Grind, Volume 79 on punkradiocast.com.
Every time I'm out on the street, try to force my anchor away. Everything is unknown to me. The sky is turning gray. Never mind what others say, just to feel yourself. That's why I just create. That's all what is left. We'll be right back.
And the last song on the show today from X-Loss is Kick in the Head. Go over to their MySpace page, myspace.com/XLOS, extra large on sound. Check out the video for this. It's a pretty good mix of a lot of stuff. Check it out. This is Kick in the Head, X-Loss on the Grind.
Hey! bastards.
Okay, in last week's program, we ran a little contest. Might have been a little bit too tough. I think I was possibly confusing with my question. Well, what we were looking for. Up for grabs in the Grind prize pack, carried over from last week. You could get your hands on a limited EP promo copy of Manifesto from the Belgian band Second Base. There are 5 wicked tracks on this album. We've got some stickers we're going to toss in there as well, and some Grind and Punk Radio Cast stuff. Yeah, the answer that we are looking for is who designed or who owns the company that designed the MySpace page for Second Base. It's myspace.com/secondbaseband. We were looking for the name of the individual or like what he is, I guess. See, it's still kind of confusing. There's lots of clues that I gave in last week's episode, as well in the cue sheet and on this show event promo on Facebook. So yeah. Another clue, and if nobody gets it, we're just going to toss that in the mix of a bigger Grind prize pack for some future contests on the Grind. Let's get into some Second Base band, shall we? This is Brick Wall Views, and then maybe Blues Clues.
Don't break too many hearts.
Yeah.
people move around like there's no feeling. Empathy's a glass ceiling. They throw it up while pieces ripping me. Another lullaby won't soothe my feelings. The city is so lonely.
Melodic little song there from This Is a Standoff. That was Days Go By. So if you know the answer to who designed, who runs the design company who worked on Second Base's MySpace site, myspace.com/secondbaseband, just hit me up at thegrindprc@gmail.com with the name of the guy who owns the company or made the website, and you could have a Grind prize pack coming your way. Next week, we do not have a show. I'm a little burnt out. I'm falling behind on a whole lot of shit, including getting video of past performances and interviews uploaded to the web. It's I've got a few that are close, but I don't want to just toss it out there. And I take my time, and sometimes too long. So we're going to take a week off. New grind coming at you in probably 2 weeks. In the meantime, we're going to get some videos uploaded. That's the goal. That's the plan. We'll see what we can do about that. We have a couple things I wanted to let you know about. Contests. We will have a contest in the near future with this next band that's coming up. They are, in fact, playing a show this Sunday night in Adrosina, Slovenia, with a Wilhelm Scream and a band called Harry. You can find their brand new album available now on iTunes. The band's name is Low Value. It's coming off of the album Recharge, and the song right here on the grind, it's called My Shame. This one also has a fucking wicked video for it. Look it up on the internet. Low Value, My Shame.
Vision in my head is playing distorted replay of the
same mistake.
I gave you my heart and my whole devotion.
Thanks for giving me a sign.
Buckle your seatbelt, we're going on a joyride. Let your feelings outside. I have something to tell you.
and scream, "Every great story has a shower scene." Also, on the 22nd of April, Low Value will be playing a show with This Is a Standoff. And then, big show going down with a whole bunch of bands. Reuniting even for this performance. Grills and Rock going down in Belgium on the weekend of the 23rd and the 24th. If you're going to be there, and if you're a friend of Skate Punkers, the Skate Punkers forum, look them up, drop them a note, connect, because they're gonna be set up there, and a whole lot of wicked music going on that weekend. Right now, though, we have some wicked music, some brand new, like 3 day old Flatliners music. This is a new one called Shithawks. Flatliners on the Grind, Volume 79.
Okay, we're heavy metal, okay? Heavy metal.
Participants with no word of consequence. Burning ears are everywhere. The luminous smell of flesh. You're talking shit and cold hearted abandonment. I can handle it. I hear you rattling them bones, holding you tight. You're not alone. Go fucking figure. Overcomplicated as teenage pride. Are you surprised I'm giving you the finger? Let it be known that they got all the right. Cut me up and cut me out. Come on, return the favor and sing it loud. All out and out. I never meant quite what I said. My clumsy words were retrofit. Watch what you say to your fucking dead. Think of all the time we wasted.
Steele, you're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Calgary. I'm hanging at the New Black with some of the guys from the Flatliners. How's it going?
It's going excellent.
Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Chris. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Scott, and I play guitar. Just guitar.
Just guitar.
Don't sing.
Okay. Are you sure on that one?
Well, I might be singing a bit tonight, but that'll be a rare, rare thing.
Yeah, very rare.
I'll yell. I won't sing.
Keep him on a tight leash.
Yeah.
So you have an album that's, by the time this gets released, will be released as well. It's called Cavalcade. It's released April 13th, and it's on Fat Records. Can you tell us a little bit about the making of that album, how it came to be? This is your third full-length album.
Third record.
It took a bit longer this time because we were kind of trying to get it all done in between tours when we were home, so it was a little scattered, but it was a really fun process nonetheless.
How many different sessions were there, like in between?
We spent about 3 or 4 weeks, I think, in the summertime working on like most of it, and then we spent 2 weeks in late November, kind of like working on more songs, and then we spent 2 weeks recording those songs in December. So yeah, it's kind of weird, like, I don't know, I guess three sessions or two sessions of recording and one of jamming, because we kind of had like, it was kind of, yeah, like Scott said, it was kind of stressful to record that way, but at the same time it was cool because it gave us like a second wind with some of the songs we recorded in the summertime to like go on tour and listen to them a bunch and then really think about all of them. So by the time we had done that, we got home and we like kind of tweaked some of the older songs, older to us, I guess, of the bunch, and then yeah, we worked on like some brand new ones as well to throw in the mix. So yeah, by the time we were done, we had like 19 songs recorded, which became the Cynics 7-inch we put out last fall and the new album, plus like I think we have like 3 or 4 B-sides still.
I gotta say, I've heard the new album because I'm in media and I get the chance to be able to do those things sometimes, and it is absolutely fucking awesome. I gotta say it's some tight work. I really like it. So
yeah, we're really stoked how it turned out.
What can you tell fans about it? Is it a lot similar sounding to your last album?
It's more similar sounding to our last album, The Great Awake, but we like to throw in some new sounds here and there to try to keep it interesting for us and the listeners, I suppose.
What's your favorite song to play on the new album?
On the new album? We haven't been playing too much of them.
We've only played about 4 of them live, or 5 live.
Shithawks is always a lot of fun to play live because it's just really fast.
I think Shithawks is my favorite song.
It tires us all out very, very much.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still very fun.
It's fun because the whole time Paul's doing this crazy drum beat the whole throughout almost the entire song, and then Scott and I know you can't see this, but Scott and I are just strumming up and down like da 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 the whole time. So it's pretty wild to play, and it's a lot of fun. I think that's probably my favorite song on that album.
It's in better shape.
It does, yeah.
You guys have some guest appearances on the album. Can you tell us a little bit about how some of these amazing artists came to contribute to Cavalcade?
Yeah, we originally it was only going to be Nuno from Wilhelm Scream, who ended up singing on Shithawks. And then we just got lucky with like our friends' bands from Toronto who are usually on tour being home while we were recording. So we got Cancer Bats to come in and do gang vocals on the record with us. Liam sings like some backups on his own as well.
He mentioned you guys when I interviewed them a couple weeks ago, and they're in Calgary.
Nice, those guys are super rad.
The same day.
You have to pick up both.
And the Menzingers have a record coming out the same day. It's going to be a good day. Those guys are super rad. They're always
good day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is it International Record Day that day? Maybe it did.
I think
I'm a week behind. I got sick.
Yeah.
But I know those guys are super rad, and they're always on tour, so we were really lucky that they were home. We had like friends from Toronto, Junior Battles, who else? Permanent Bastards.
Extremely lucky with Dylan Ford.
They rolled through town,
and they had a day off after their show, which we attended.
And they could have done anything at all, and they chose to.
Well, they really had nothing to do.
We made them a deal. Yeah, we made them a deal. We talked to them a few days before the show, just about going to the show, and we told them we were going to bring them a bottle of Jameson, which we did, and then I talked to Eric before the show, and I was like, what are you guys doing tomorrow? And he's like, well, they're playing North by Northeast, so they got like a hotel paid for them by North by Northeast. And he was like, yeah, we're getting kicked out of our hotel room at like noon probably, but we don't fly out till 8 o'clock, so we're doing nothing tomorrow. I was like, well, our studio that we're recording out of is 10 minutes from the airport, so we can drive to the airport if you come sing on a song. He's like, fuck yeah, let's do that. So it was crazy. That was an awesome day. Awesome day. Patty slept most of the day. We woke him up. He sang one line of the song and drank 3/4 of the bottle of Jameson we bought.
So all you need to get amazing guest appearances on a record
is booze.
Is booze and a ride to the airport.
Yeah. But you can't be drinking the booze to give them the ride to the airport.
No, absolutely not.
I think we made Paul not drink the booze. Because we were certainly drinking the booze.
Yeah, we drank some of the booze.
does it feel to have such a strong underground following that has grown substantially over the past several years? Do you credit Fat Wreck and Stomp Records with any of the success?
I credit all of our, just us.
Just us. No one else.
It's very rewarding and
forward nonstop. It's all about you.
All about us. It always will be.
All right, then, moving on.
That might help a bit.
It's rad, because, I mean, every label we've been a part of, like Stomp, Fat Records especially, and like even like Paper and Plastic Records, mm-hmm. we did a split with them. Like, it's just like a cool opportunity each time, you know? Like, mm-hmm. and these labels have taken a chance on us because we're young guys. Our band's been around for a while for being young guys, but yeah, every time is rad. I mean, Fat Records alone has been just such a trip to be a part of. I mean, like, it really, I don't think it's sunk in really for us, like, because mm-hmm. we've gotten to meet and befriend a lot of bands we grew up listening to, which is so weird and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's been rad. I mean, like, they know how to not blow smoke up bands' asses, and they know how to not promise the world to bands when they're not going to get it.
It's pretty black and white.
Yeah, they know exactly how we roll.
We're pretty lucky to be in this industry of music, too, because... You know, you never get the bullshit execs or anything. You get really down-to-earth people working for music
working
that they
love. Working as hard as you do.
Yeah, exactly. So it all pays off, and everyone's really excited.
And then you get to work with, like, one of your idols. I mean, like, speaking from our experience with Fat Mike.
Fat Mike.
I mean, like, we grew up on NoFX, and, like, the fact that he likes our band.
Production note on your album, credit.
Yeah.
He came down to Toronto and then came to the studio with us and helped us out with some songs, which is very cool.
It was wild. It was, like...
That was back in November.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the 2 weeks we had to, like, work on some more songs. Before we recorded them. And it's wild that he likes our band in the first place. So when we signed to the label, that was crazy. We were so stoked. Then NoFX started taking us out on tour time and time again. And then, like, he came up to work with us. It's just, like, one mindfuck after another, but it's awesome. So we can't complain.
It's really rad.
Yeah.
Does it bother you for people to compare what you did back then compared with your music now? Do you feel a little bit more pressure?
No, not really.
No. I mean, like, you gotta think of it realistically, like... People will probably never like your newest record as much as the ones they already know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like...
Nothing will ever be as good as the first time.
No, exactly. And, like, there's that saying, you have your whole life to write your first album, then, like, a year to write your second album, mm-hmm. whatever. But, I don't know, we really feel pressure. Like, we wanted it to be as good as it could be, mm-hmm. and we pulled that off. It took us a little longer to do it, but...
I think the work paid off, because I think it's, like, awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think...
Yeah, we're stoked.
I think we're just trying to get that feeling with every record we put out. It's, like, the first time listening. Mm-hmm. We try to keep it fresh and bring new stuff to the table.
I mean, like, the thing that maybe some music fans don't understand, and this isn't me trying to be like adversarial or anything, but it's just like a lot of dudes in bands, like those songs, by the time they are released to the public, they're old to mm-hmm. that band. So like, it's fun to play them live and stuff. It's like, you know, that kind of, you always want to play your newer stuff more than your older stuff, you know? No one wants to forget about their old stuff at all. And like, we're still super proud of everything we've ever written. You know what I mean?
When
like,
people request the songs that you made a long time ago, can you still relate and play those songs today?
We play a few songs off of Destroyed to Create, like every single show. Mm-hmm. I think we play There's a Problem and Fresh Got Slacks every single show. Just at the trap, just at the go, hey!
But we love those songs. Like, they're rad. And, like, we still love that
record. It's fun to play, too, after playing them for
Exactly.
Years,
we played it last night. We played it the night before. We played it every day on tour. And Friends Got Slacks is still a blast to play. Because kids love that song. I mean, like, that, like our band, you know? Like, they always want to hear that song. So,
Has your perspective on performing live changed at all since you guys started? You first started out?
I think so.
You get a new idea of doing it every night. You're not used to that when you first start out. You have no idea how strenuous it's going to be on your body and your voice.
Yeah.
And your body.
And your body. And your liver and your mind. And just you gotta.
Everything in life.
Everything in life just kind of adds up while you're playing shows every night. So.
Yeah. But it's cool. I mean, like, and we've been lucky enough to tour with some awesome bands that we've, like, definitely taken notes from. You know?
The roster bands you guys have toured with is, like, awesome. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, we've been able to tour with some, like, bands we grew up on, and, like, just to see those bands and the way they work and the way they play every night, and, like, you definitely learn the most. Like, you can definitely learn a lot from your friends in bands. Like, Cobra Skulls, Broadway Calls, and us, we're all buddies. Like, we're all on tour together. You can learn a lot from watching any given band, especially your friends. But, like, when you go out with a band that you've listened to your whole life, or at least just, like, you know, for a while, and you really respect, that's, like, a whole other level, because you really, like, start to pick apart what they do and how they do it and all that kind of thing, and it's just like, wow, they've been doing it for this long. Mm-hmm. They're like, we should take some fucking notes so we can do it as long as they can.
Yeah. How do you guys keep doing it?
I don't know. We hate
with no money.
No money.
We keep doing it with no money.
We totally hate each other, and we're just coworkers.
We just get locked up. Yeah, we all have different fans on the run. Yep. So we just
no. It's actually the total opposite, because we started as friends. Like, we're all, like, childhood friends.
Yeah.
I know a lot of bands, like, we'll meet each other, and then, like I don't know, some bands maybe are comprised of dudes that have known each other for, like, a couple of years. But, like, Scott and I have known each other since we were 4 years old. Him and I and John have known each other.
10-year-long friendship going on right now.
No, longer than that.
Oh, well, I'm 15.
You're 15? Oh, yeah, you're 15.
Turning 15 soon.
You're 15, sorry.
So, yeah.
I was going to
stop with the growth hormones, Jesus.
Well, it's the tour. That's what I'm telling you. It does everything to your body.
But, like, I grew up on the same street as John, our bass player. Like, so him and I and Scott grew up together. And then, Scott and I met Paul when we were, like, 11 at camp. So, like, we've all known each other forever. And, like, it makes it, like, touring this much, and even, like, writing songs together and shit like that, like, way easier. Because there's no real, like, ideas will get tossed around, and if someone's very, like, feels very strongly about it, that's cool. But if, like, everyone else isn't, then it's not gonna happen, you know what I mean? Like, it's there's no real ego to it, I don't think, because it's like, we're not hired guns, we're all friends, and we're all, like, we're just writing music. It's not that big of a deal, you know?
When you guys are on the road, have there been places that you visit that have been special to you? Any places that you really want to go that you haven't discovered?
Yeah.
We've been pretty lucky in pretty much touring the entire world so far.
So
we're all really young dudes.
Some pretty good landmass so far.
Really big landmass, but, there's still places that we'd like to return back to. We spent a week in Tokyo.
3 weeks in Australia.
3 weeks in Australia.
3 weeks in Australia.
But I don't think a week in Japan is long enough, so we really want to go back there and play some more shows.
No time is ever long enough.
And the two shows we did were really big shows, so it'd be nice to try a different perspective and try to do some little club shows.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun.
It would be cool to go to Russia. We go to Europe a lot, and we've like kind of started to play a little bit of Eastern Europe. We did, like, Slovenia and Hungary and stuff, but
none of the Northern European countries.
No, not really. We played Sweden one time. That's as, like, north as we got.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all of us have always wanted to go to Russia, because, like, Wilhelm Scream and This Is a Standoff have both told us, like, that when they go,
they just come from there.
Yeah, and like when they've gone, it's been fucking crazy. So they always tell us that we gotta go.
The punk scenes are so big over there. I can't even describe to you.
Well, I guess there's not many bands, like, North American bands or, like, bands from outside of Russia or even Europe, maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think a lot of bands get there, you know? So, yeah, we'd love
to. It's hard to get there.
Yeah,
it's far.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
I mean, a lot of bands fly in. Yeah. When they're touring in a van in Europe, they'll fly to Russia and fly back.
But yeah.
That'd be cool.
It costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we don't have, but it'd be cool.
Buy our merch.
You need some good stuff happening in Canada right now, band-wise. Some of your friends, some good music for everyone to check out.
Oh, the Snips are really good.
Or Shoutouts, whatever you want.
Snips are great.
Yeah, the Snips are fucking awesome. Yeah.
Junior Battles from Toronto are great. Carpenter from Out West are excellent.
Well, Living With Lions are rad. They're recording a new album soon, which is going to be really good. There's these two bands from back home who are, like, comprised of almost the exact same people, but they're totally different bands. The Expos and Cavaliers. Expos are, like, a reggae band, like a dub reggae band, and Cavaliers are kind of like Wilco, Ryan Adams, kind of like stuff like that. And they're both amazing. And they both have, like, almost the exact same members, which is pretty funny.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, they're cool. They're really cool, yeah.
You got good friends, the Permanent Bastards, have you said that?
Yeah.
Did you ever say that?
Not today.
I don't think so.
No, we haven't said today. Yeah, we answered this question.
None of my interview.
Let's just write down these answers.
There's a lot of awesome Canadian bands. Like it's always cool. Like because we've become friends with a lot of our friends back home have started bands and that kind of thing, and they're all really good. But we always learn about new cool Canadian
bands.
Makes
us try harder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where can fans find you? MySpace, website.
At the show, dude.
Woo! Yeah, fire merch. Yeah. Apparently, we have a Twit account.
Yeah, it's called Twitter.
Twitter account.
Yeah, we're on all those fucking online facets. We're on any
pretty much
one.
Google the Flatliners and yeah.
Basically, pretty much just come to the show and say hi to us because it's
come
a
to us.
Yeah, the merch is awesome. Got lots of merch.
Yeah, tons.
Got the new record already pre-sale.
I know, it's looking pretty sweet.
We have it. I don't know when this will be aired, but we have.
Oh, probably Friday.
Friday. Okay, yeah. Cool. We have colored vinyl. We have yellow vinyl for Cavalcade on this tour.
Oh.
So it may run out because we don't have too much, but
jump on it.
I think we only got like 100.
Get the vinyl.
Yes. Yeah.
If not, buy the CD and a t-shirt for your mom.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome.
This is for my mother. How could I ever turn?